아이고.
와야지.
그래야지. 이상하지. Faith or Shraddha, that is the first thing necessary. And then the nearness, physical nearness. And when we are, then also through letters also we can have the connection. To have connection, but connection in a proper line, proper plane, that is the vital point. The proper plane, and the plane is independent of energizing in the gross and the subtle way, that is inquiry. Inquisitiveness and energizing, that is go to the Guru and jigyasu svayam uttamam, and inquiry after one's own welfare. That is part and a parcel of the quest. Quest means in Vedanta, Brahma Jigyasa, in the plane of knowing, knowledge, understanding. But when it came to Mahaprabhu in the line of Bhagavatam, plane of Bhagavatam, from Vedanta, Ved is compared with a tree, Vedanta with the flower, and the Bhagavat, the ripe fruit. What is somewhat mixed with activity, that is in Veda, Yajna, etc. In the flower, it becomes only conscious inquiry. Who am I? Where am I? What am I? Then in the fruit, the utility, that is Krishnanusandham. That is also outwardly somewhat of inquiry characteristic, but Krishnanusandham, not Brahma Jigyasa. The inquiry about the infinite, where I am a part only, that is in Vedanta. The inquiry about the infinite environment. And in Bhagavatam, Krishnanusandham, who is my master? Who is my guide? For whom I am? The reality is for itself. In Bhagavatam, in the plane of Bhagavatam, the energy and the knowledge comes to seek after his guardian, for whom he is existing, Krishna, Krishnanusandham. Brahma Jigyasa in Vedanta has developed into a form of Krishnanusandham, madly to inquire, who is my master? With whom I may have my fulfillment of life. Who can engage myself to the fullest extent? Where is that master of my heart, the lord of my heart? That is in the plane of Bhagavatam, the ripe fruit from the Veda tree. And Mahaprabhu came with that, Krishnanusandham. madly after inquiry, where is my master, where is my Lord? I can't retrieve myself without my Lord. That has been inactive in the world of activity, energizing also we are seeking some rasa, some satisfaction, meager satisfaction. I undertake this work, that work, that work, but common thing, satisfaction. In Vedanta, that comes to a graphic, most wide form, who am I in the world? Where am I? In Vedanta, that is the flower stage. And in the fruit stage, same thing comes. Where is my Lord? I belong to whom? Who will give my the fulfillment of my life? Where is my guardian? Krishna-anusandhana. I am for him. I am not for me. I am not for the whole infinite survey. But the Lord of my heart. The fulfillment of my heart, who can satisfy all thirst within me, where is that master? That is in Bhagavatam speech. Mahaprabhu came with that. That your real inquiry is for this only. Otherwise your inquiry won't stop. Inquiry must come to this stage. And they have proper guidance, and gradually you will be taken to him, your master. You are seeking for whom? The rush, the happiness, the pleasure? That is your master, that is your guardian, not your servant. That is not your servant, that they will come and satisfy you. You are his master. Really, that is your everything, your master, your Lord, for which you are moving this way, that way, doing inquiry, whatever you are doing. The center with you. That is making you active. You are searching something that is fulfillment. And fulfillment in the highest stage means this. Is Krishna. And real search begins only when you come across with Sadguru, the Krishna Bhakta. Then proper inquiry begins there. Scientific inquiry begins there. And that you must, with this idea you have pranipat, polipasana, even seva. You must be conscious that you have to be utilized by him whom you are searching after. Seva. Then you can only be led that one. The seva. From the very beginning, meager stage, it is Shraddha, faith. Faith can lead you to that great plane, the noble plane, faith. All other properties which you think under your control, they fail. Then inquisitive tendency. Or your energizing ability, they would all fail to reach that plane. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Generally, when we are taught away from the living source, The scriptures may help us, and the letters also may help us. And subordinate sadhus in the same line, they may help us. Gaudhari. Gaudhari sajatiya svasnigdhi sadhu sangha sattu pari. May not be of empty line. For the beginner, one who can not detect what is ungood, what is pretty good. Who are in some considerable safe position, he can meet the anti-party and he can fight with them, discard them. But for the beginners, they should try to avoid the pest. Imitationist or misguidance. Svajatiya asaya, of similar nature, similar mentality, of similar aim, and superior to be. A man of the same destination, but who is well versed about the ways. Sajati yasa istigdi sadhu sangha sattu bari. Sattu bari. Superior to me, but in the same line, of same goal. That sort of sadhu, we should try always to mix that is to serve, to be influenced by them, to attend to them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. You have to leave today?
Yes.
Then what? More questions? Any, if any?
No, I don't have any questions. Right. I'm just completely satisfied anything I could ask.
All right. Let Krishna fulfill their anchoring. May bless you. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. So you will keep connection with Akhayananda Maharaj here, and there also he is Krishna Maharaj. Gaudhari Bodh, Gaudhari Bodh. You will go direct to Sri Krishna Prabhu Maharaj?
No, not for...
Through Puri and the Vrindavan.
No. I'm going to Calcutta, then I'm going to America, Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Then after, I think I must, after I buy a car, I'm going to try to move up 500 miles north where dear Krishna lives. So then I will try to help with the publication of your books.
The dear Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Hare Krishna. Someone who has said to me, I can't remember, mentioned in the letter that this Prapanna Jivanamrita, that will supply the foundation and make it sweeter what Swami Maharaj has given already.
Will supply the foundation and
the more deeper it will create, it will prove to be the foundation of what Swami Maharaj has created, more deeper and also sweeten what he has given. whoever, we have told it, I don't know, we mentioned some letters. What we find in Prapanna Jivanata, it is more wide and more sweet in character.
That was also my feeling.
Your feeling?
Yes.
Prapanna Jivanata. Because there is also, just as a tree has got so many roots, so a different type of sadhus and their appreciation and their inner feeling has been collected there, like so many roots of a tree, a different line of contribution from different places has been supplied. And they are very fascinating, capturing those. When I was forced to leave the mission of my Guru Maharaj, I came here quite helpless. I had to find, seek for some shelter, and then I went through different books known to me. But I got from my Guru Maharaj those references and try to dive deep in there and to collect. The basis of devotional life is Saranagati, and wherever I can find the traces recommending and relating this Saranagati, I try my best to collect them and to put together. The nectar in life of one who has taken, who has surrendered himself to the feet of the Divine, the Lord. The basis, they say like that. And I found there, in one place it is mentioned, a Saranagati, the surrender in itself is sufficient to produce all sorts of developments in bhakti. Nothing else is necessary. That is also mentioned in some place. You only stick to Saranagati. Try your best to stick to Saranagati. Everything will come automatically to you from the other side. Your business would be always to adhere to the most intense degree possible to Saranagati. Nothing else is necessary. And everything will come with the supply of upper one from the Lord. So Saranagati in itself this is perfect. No other devotional activities. Service is necessary. Only Saranagati is enough. Surrender. And without Saranagati, no bhakti can stand, no devotion can stand. The Saranagati, the greatness, the nobility, the substantiality of Saranagati has been sung, praised, appreciated in such a way. Saranagati, that is surrender. Surrender is the very basis, surrendering temperament. I am for you. You may realize or you may neglect me, but I am yours. You may accept or you may reject. You are my master. You are independent to deal in any way you like. You can put me in the eternal hell. Or you can adore me and take me on your lap, in this way. Every right you have got over me. With such a heart we must approach towards our Lord. It is noble, it is divine. The divinity in its highest degree we can find there. In our self-effacement, not only, but in surrendering real self-effacement, we have to find out. In self-surrender, There is the self-effacement that is positive to the positive, the negative. Negative cannot exist without positive. And the positive also so. Shakti shakti matu radhila. Predominating according to our Guru Maharaj, predominating mighty and the predominated mighty, too mighty. Purushapatiti, too mighty, too half of one whole. Predominating and predominated, both have got importance in their existence equally. One cannot stand without the other. And the foolish expression is Radha Govinda. Full credit. Full credit. So our mantra, Guru Parampara, all leading to that. This is Vanuga Sampada. The mantra we find, all leading towards that. And in the sight, we have to cross this Matsurya Rasam, Sakkara Rasam, Dasya Rasam. But direct lead to us, Madhurya Rasam. The Guru Parampara and the mantra, Mantra Parampara. That is in full, full rasa is there. All others partial and subordinate and subservient, supplementary. But the main rasa is Madhurya Rasam. And they are supplementary, subservient to Madhurya Rasam. They are also necessary. Madhurya Rasam does not stand alone. That is paraphernalia. There's friends, then parents, such rasa must be around this rasa. And the very fortunate they can have a liking for such rasa. Hare Krishna, যদি গৌর না হইত কেমন হইত কেমনে ধরিতাম দেহে বাসুদেব দত্ত সিং ইফ মহাপ্রভু ডিড নট অ্যাপ্লাই অ্যাপিয়ার অ্যাট অল দেন হাউ কুড উই সাস্টেইন আওয়ার লাইফ হাউ কুড উই লিভ হোয়াট এক্সট্যাটিক রস হি হ্যাজ টেকন ইন অ্যান্ড হোয়াট আই হ্যাভ উই হ্যাভ এ লিটল টেস্ট অফ উইদাউট দিস আওয়ার লাইফ that is impossible. Prem rasa sima radharo mahima jagate janato ki. Then who will make us know, take us to the acme of the realization in the position of Radha Rama. That is the highest realized position he holds. The greatest victim to the consuming capacity of Krishna is she. She stands at the greatest sacrifice just before Krishna's consuming power, infinite consuming power. Lord Shiva. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dhungi Guru. The rosh is there, and the dryer of the rosh from the store, from the source, to draw out the rasa. Such negative capacity to draw to the highest degree in quality and the quantity. Please, go to the fourth one. Lord, go to the fourth one. Rāyū, Swami Maharaj says, my Gurudev Radharani, she will be very gracious to you, Krishna, if you help me in discharging the order of my Gurudev, if you help me in this propaganda. He sits there, isn't it? He said that in poetry, that Radharani khushi hobe. If you help me, I am going to obey the order of my Gurudev, who is Radharani. And if he is pleased, he will be pleased if you help me. So you must help me. You must help me. If you seek anything, you are in want of anything, that is the goodwill of Radharani. You want that. And he will be pleased with you if you help me, because I am going to obey his order, her order, the Guru Maharaj, who is none but Radharani personified. He came. So you must help me. And Sri Krishna has no other alternative but to come down to him to help in his propaganda. That's how it was. He had to come. Hare Krishna. Gaur, Gaur, Gaur.
Nidai Gaur, Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
You see, all these things in my old age, I did not care for a cloth for a year in my youth. But now, this thing, then this thing, then so many things are necessary in old age. Sometimes only on the floor, sometimes on the wooden bench, I generally used to sleep. Even in my college hostel life, they appreciated this and thought that he lies on the blank wooden bench. A chalky, does not care for any pillow or any toshaki or
mattress.
That is this thing. This, what is this on the bed?
Chadar, blanket.
Blanket. Did not care in young age. Did not care for rain or for the sun. I liked that I must be independent. Matra pasrasta kumteya sitoshna sugodukkhara. I must make myself proof against heat and cold and water this season. But in my old age, it is being paid with interest. Going to the world. Yukta hara viharasya yukta chestosya karmasu yukta sadma vavurasya yogo bhavati dukkha. We must be always considerate and proper in our relationship with the environment. Temperate, we should always be economy, temperate. Not miser, not prodigal. Neither miser nor prodigal in our dealings with the environment. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Sometimes we feel like a stone. You speak such wonderful things, but we can only sit like stone, like a rock.
Who?
Myself, especially.
You're like a rock.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. You speak so many wonderful things.
Yes.
We cannot dare to venture into that area, perhaps.
It can't soften you, but petrify. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. Sakkhaya me namastu namastu nittam dasyaya me vasastu rasastu sattam dasyaya shanti. My respect to the friendly relation with Krishna, but let my taste, real taste, be towards his service. I should give preference to the service, to the duty of a servant, and let me learn to respect, to give respect to the higher form of services. That should be the quest, the tendency of a real devotee. Krishna will take up, but he will go down to the lowest form of services, the tendency of the servant. That I am not so qualified as to render higher service to you, Krishna, complete and so service, I rather may be utilized in the lowest strata of service. That will be, but the Krishna will take him up. Take him around. The promotion will come from his side, and the devotee will be reluctant to be utilized in the higher form of service. That will be his sincere tendency. No, I am not qualified to render such confidence of service. I shall go to serve you in the lower order. That will surprise me. I am not worthy of serving you in the higher stage. That is the tendency of the material code. Should be Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Jai Gaur Hari Gaur, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur. When you have to start for Calcutta, evening?
No, I'm train is at 20 after 11.
Huh?
11:20 train. The train is at 11.
11 o'clock, 11:20.
11 o'clock.
20 past.
I can't keep a subdi in the chair. Will they? That's a solid step. That's a summary of the guy, a subdi in the chair. Go. এখন কত বাজে? নটা কুড়ি। তাহলে দশটার সময় বলে রাখো অন্য আসতে পারতাম। বলে এসো আজকে ধরি আধ ঘন্টা, আধ ঘন্টার মধ্যে।
You know, when I was initiated Harinam, some of my god brothers who were initiated then, they never saw Swami Maharaj. They never saw him.
So you get Srinam through his Ritik, representation, not direct from him.
Through mail, eh?
I saw him. I saw Srila Prabhupada, you know, several times, but some of my god brothers, they never saw him.
At any time. Some disciples of our Gurudev, they never saw him at any time.
Never
met him.
Whom?
To our Gurudev, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. They never met him.
Through his representative?
Through a letter. He would give a letter, and then the local president would make this yagya.
Both Harinam and the Diksha, both.
Yes.
Only through letters.
But he's saying that some disciples, their whole life they never met their Gurudev.
But anyhow, that would be useful.
Yeah.
He's very good work.
Yes.
It's good will, he must be back. When he installed the deity here in this place, Mayapur Chandrabai, he invited me and asked me, he will go and install. I went, then I was got up, was on the upstairs, and then he himself did all these things, the yoga and letters. Then Govinda Maharaj asked him, you took Guru Maharaj for the installation of your duty, but you are doing it yourself. Oh, he has come to do it, that is sufficient. I am doing it on his behalf. That he has come with that purpose, and that is enough for
him. Yeah.
I am working on it with his concept. That was his statement.
And that is more than enough for us. Hare Krishna. More than enough for us.
And that started me when I reached the Govinda, drove the car, myself, Govinda Maharaj, Parasimha Maharaj, and it was somewhat late. And he just was going to take bath. So one napkin, he had one napkin on the upper portion.
Yes.
And when he heard that I had suddenly reached there, in that very position, he came to receive me in the car, half naked. Half naked. One napkin on the waist, another napkin, two napkins, half naked, he came to receive me. So affection for me. So intimacy between us. one forget one lady. Half mad she came from England to here. And she told him she lived in India with his father, who was a higher officer in the police department in British India. And she heard anyhow that Swami Maharaj is in England and got some dream, and they went to meet him very earnest, eager heart. But heard that Swami Maharaj has left for India. And then anyhow he managed to come to India, but little late. And here, when she reached, she heard that Swami Maharaj had left the world. She came to Mayapur, and here also. Then I got some dream that Swami Maharaj has come to the Vedanta. And I so earnestly coming to me, seemed to be saved. A savior he has come, but I missed him. I missed him. And the dress of a widow, no ornament, no oil or anything in the hair, in the half man she came. Some middle aged, perhaps 30 or so, or 40 maybe her age, stood there. Blank frustrated in my life. But some others also from Apple, other ladies. At that time many European ladies, Iranian ladies also lived here. I don't know whether any European ladies still here. I don't know, Chandra or not. One Iranian lady, she used to serve Swami Maharaj's sister, Avadharini, Pishima, Pishima aunt. I heard about one of the ladies. And she used to serve Tulasi, and somehow or other the police were working there, and some injury to that Tulasi plant was done, and she went her foot and passed it. But after 2 days passed, she was requested to soak her body. And then that man was found out. He came and apologized, and then some bhoga puja was arranged for the Tulasi Devi, and the prasad was distributed, and then he could have prasad of the food in complete power. That we can, it is possible for us to live in a family with Godhead. This attracted me. One lady told me in her lecture that this attracted most, that we can live with God. As a family person, serve confidentially. It is possible. Nothing can be more greater than, more great achievement than that for us fallen souls. That high idea that has captured. Very nice. Gehum jushama viruna suriyat sadano. We are not going to be satisfied by abstract meditation like the yogis or gandhis. neither we want you. Like the instrument of agent to help your own in exploiting business, like Kurni. We want a concrete life of service in the vicinity of you, the Lord of the world and my heart. Lord of my heart. The master of my heart.